From XPN.org and 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia, this is the Blues File. I'm Johnny Meister. His name alone undoubtedly has flung open some heavy doors for him in the blues world, but with that access has come the formidable challenge of finding his own voice and earning his place.
Me, myself, I'm John Lee Hooker Jr., and I'm glad to be here to do something for you fellas. All right. The man in the back can bring up the microphone a little bit. We'll get into something.
In June 1972, John Lee Hooker Jr. performed at Soledad Prison in California with his famous blues musician father. In the three decades after that, his struggles with drugs and alcohol and other problems would land him in prison as an inmate, not an entertainer, and it would be 32 years before he released his debut album, Blues with a Vengeance, in 2004. His third album, All Odds Against Me, now arrives 4 years later, still full of the edge, anxiety, and anger of the two albums preceding it, but also with bracing social commentary and ironic humor snatched from the abyss of despair.
My new boyfriend makes love much longer than you do. Actually, an hour and a half compared to the 4 minutes that you do. I'm writing you in hopes, John, that this letter actually gives you a fit. But personally, to see how much time your punk ass would get. P.S. I would have sent you $10, but I had already sealed the envelope.
Hooker sings about an ultimately disastrous extramarital affair that some unspecified musician was having, his voice finding eerie emphasis for the song's title line.
Say she was his fantasy, his dream come true. She did freakish things in the room that his wife refused to do. He was having, yes he was, an extramarital affair. Country, that woman was always there.
On I Miss You So, Hooker summons up the power of classic blues shouters like Wynonie Harris. Though where they were more likely to have celebrated the bottle in song, he declares his sobriety.
And just in case you didn't know, I don't drink no more. I'm clean and sober. 7 years in October. And if I may cut this to the very chase, I know I stepped out of place. I miss you so much.
On a song called Payday, Hooker excoriates parents who abuse their kids or let substance abuse deprive them of their needs.
She spent all of his college funds on crack cocaine, oh mothers and fathers, careful how you treat your child. Payday's not always on Friday, but it's coming out a while.
Hooker has a rousing song for the election season. It's called The People Want to Change.
The people want to change. They can't wait for the polls to open and say, down with the status quo.
Hooker explores the difficulties both of staying out of trouble and being honest in his life as an ex-con in a song called There's a Struggle.
Went down to the factory to fill out an application. Stuck on a question, have you ever been on probation? Then it said, have you ever been convicted of a crime? Mama raised me to never tell a lie, but I was like, do I dishonor mom and all of her training be in vain? In the face of a dilemma, I have to do the right thing. There was an angel on my left, devil on my right shoulder. I lied and gave him the name of my innocent brother. You see, I'm too proud.
When I spoke with John Lee Hooker Jr. 4 years ago, he declared both his admiration for his father and his independence.
The status and the celebrity and the legend of John Lee Hooker is immeasurable. I didn't come in trying to measure him, his status, and then measure mine, because I would have had a million miles and years to go. I came in it because I loved it.
There are entirely too few blues artists these days offering this kind of volcanic emotion, telling observation, and incisive wit in their songs.
I'm an educated man. I got a GED. I'm from the old school.
All Odds Against Me by John Lee Hooker Jr. is my odds-on favorite for Blues Album of the Year in 2008. I'm Johnny Meister, and this is The Blues File, produced at 88.5 WXPN Philadelphia. Join me for The Blues Show, Saturdays, 7 p.m. to 1 a.m. Eastern Time at xpn.org, or anytime at xpn.org/blues.